In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Peace is another one of those words which has its meaning has been stretched and distorted so much that we really need to step back a moment and ask ourselves, what does it really mean? In this way, it's kind of like love. You know, love is all over the place. And when we say that we have to love God above all things and our neighbors as ourselves, we mean something much different than saying, I love pizza, or I've fallen into love or out of love. Emotions are different from what love truly is, which is an act of the will. We decide to love, then we do loving things, and sometimes our emotions are with us, and sometimes they're not. Similarly, when the Lord says to his disciples, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you, he's not talking about the absence of conflict. Or, you know, we all sit down and we agree to disagree, you know, that kind of peace. He's talking rather about the peace of everything being properly ordered according to the plans of God. Really, that's the only peace, because, you know, we as human beings, we can kick against the goad. We can act contrary to our nature as it was established by God, and that's not going to give us peace. You know, think about people who do whatever they want. They're really generally not that happy, and their lives fall apart. And yet those who are obedient, just as Jesus was obedient to the will of the Father, if we are obedient to the will of God, our lives have true peace, because we are operating as we were made by God. You know, when you love God above all things and your neighbors as yourself, you're doing what you were supposed to do. You know, as a person who lies, you know, they're not going to be happy, but a person who obeys the commandment not to bear false witness, you know, they're, in the long term, going to have a far better life in this world, and then, of course, the best of lives in the world to come. And so when we talk about peace within the church, that's what we're talking about. We're not talking about the peace sign or anything like that, or tie-dye jeans. You know, we're talking about everything being ordered according to the will of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.